Blog
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.
Drama.
And welcome to Tuesday Night Show, Smooth Drama.
It's your host, Dick Parker.
And Rebecca Khan.
First.
Yeah. Second.
Somebody had a birthday this weekend.
I'm 40.
Rebecca Khan is an old hag now.
40. What did somebody tell me? I'm an adult now.
Yeah, you're grown up now.
I'm grown now.
She's grown now. Y'all can't tell her nothing.
No, she ain't. Now I'm going to grow up.
Happy
I'll forever be 21.
Happy birthday, oh,
God.
Tanya.
No.
Happy birthday to you.
I want to hear someone call and sing. Let's have a contest. Let's have someone call and happy birthday. Yeah. And they will win.
What will they win?
Hmm.
A night on the town with butter. Yeah.
How about a TV?
Damn, butter's getting big time.
Well, we're going to give away a TV.
A whole TV? No, part of it.
No, a TV. We'll give away a TV. It's not brand new, but it works. It has a good color, and I think it's a 32-inch TV. So somebody can.
What's the number?
And see.
646-229-2037.
It's on the website, and it's scrolling across the screen, and we're going to say it one more time. Go ahead.
646-229-2037.
We want to see those. Yep, and somebody sings.
Somebody calls.
Happy birthday.
But you gotta sound good though.
You gotta sound hell good.
You can't
hella good
call and just like I just did.
Or be a creative. I want to hear some creative birthday songs.
Creative.
<You know? laughs> Creative. The most creative will win TV.
Also,
for
those who just don't know how to dial something wrong with your fingers, their whatnot, when it comes to dialing,
use a pen.
You can use a pen and
a pencil.
You can hit us up at
Hunton Peck.
smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, for those who want to holler at us through email, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Smooth drama.
Yeah. Also.
I think I'm getting your headache.
Anyway. Also, for those who want to keep up with us, the latest events, we're going to go streaking through the streets of San Diego butt naked.
Did anybody, anybody that's listening, listen to Thursday night show when Andy Wood here? Did y'all listen to that song? I want to play that song again. That was a good song.
Why are you trying to get people pregnant?
No. Making love, not war.
Okay.
Let's play that song. I want to play that song. It was a banging song.
Yeah. Oh, before we do that, we start an indie. We're not indie section where from here on people who want to call in and freestyle, they call in, break us off with call.
Ooh, goodness.
And
on crack.
And we'll give you a chance.
Indie love.
60 minutes. Not 60 minutes. 60 seconds of love on 60 here.
60 minutes. All
yeah.
damn show.
Yeah, you
we'll give you some love. Indie love corner.
Also, we're taking some, but it's got to be a good song. If I don't like it, I ain't playing it.
If I don't like it, I ain't playing it.
Right. So it's got to be good.
Good.
Really good.
Good enough to play on the radio.
Good enough to play on the radio.
And you might just win some tickets to the next new CD Entertainment Summit.
We got a couple songs. We're going to start with this one.
Here we go.
We got another one.
I like this song.
I like this song.
I like this song. Don't know who that was. That was D Wood. You can find him on our featured guest page. You click his photo and you can go to his MySpace and download his album for free.
How much is free?
Nothing.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
Nothing.
All right.
But I thought that was a very good show with him on Thursday.
Okay.
You and him talking history.
I like talking history.
I know you do. I'm sure you could talk about it all day long.
I pretty much talk it all day long. I probably drive my son and my nephew insane with it.
What about people at work?
No, I don't talk much history with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'd be getting into deep philosophical conversations with people that I work
and
with.
Anyone?
Not really. No.
Let's do that.
Speaking of history.
Yeah.
Anybody? I don't know if anybody was paying attention to Senator John McCain came out, I think sometime last week, talking about Obama should pardon Jack Johnson, who was part of what I talked about last week. Jack Johnson was the first black heavyweight champion of the world.
Pardon him? What do you mean?
Because he was charged with taking women across the border, well, across state lines. Back in those days, you couldn't take women across state lines. It was against the law, and Jack Johnson was a black man.
Wait.
And they were white women.
So he was arrested when?
He was arrested, he was charged, I believe it was 1911.
So he's been in jail for how long?
No. Jack Johnson is dead. He died in a car wreck. But he was charged with that, and the charges are still there. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to make him pardon Jack Johnson because it's Obama. Now, what I find quite odd.
Because he's black?
Yeah. He was the first black heavyweight champion of the world.
So, why didn't they give him pardon a long time ago?
That is the question. That's one of the
only
questions.
Only because Obama is black, because now they want to.
Right, they want to.
Why couldn't they do it when Bush was in president? Or way
or
back.
Slick Willie. Or Ronald Reagan.
Right.
Or George Bush.
Why now?
Right. But we're not going to touch on that just yet, because I want to talk about Senator McCain. You know, most people know Senator McCain as the one who lost to
Obama
in the election.
Right.
But he holds a distinction most dear, not to my heart, but just a distinction most dear.
What?
Because he was the one who didn't vote for the MLK holiday in Arizona.
Didn't he have a problem with shaking Obama's hand at one time?
Well, he probably can't shake anybody's hand because, you know, he got that jitter.
That's right.
Old man. You know, old. Anyway. For those in the hip-hop know, one of my favorite rap groups of all time, Public Enemy, did a song actually talking about Senator McCain called By the Time I Get to Arizona, where they were talking about by the time I get to Arizona that that vote should be changed to a yes, sir, we're going to handle it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard that song.
Yeah, it's on Public Enemy.
You seem to get into the songs. I don't.
Well, you know, I'm a hip-hop man. But
I'm not really a music person.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, don't brag on that. Anyway.
What the hell am I doing the show for?
The point is, we have McCain, who pretty much was not down for MLK. He didn't vote for it
what?
The first time. I'm thinking it's kind of obvious that if you don't want to vote for MLK holiday, that you...
Right?
Something like that.
I vote for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a holiday now.
Yeah,
but
he against it.
Yeah, he voted against it, and it took, of course, the political pressure all across the country coming down on his head for him to eventually vote for it.
Hmm.
But I think it's funny that he's talking about do the right thing by Jack Johnson and most people don't even really know who the hell Jack Johnson is.
Right.
But you couldn't do right by MLK.
What is all of a sudden mean? Because he thinks that Obama should pardon him.
Yeah.
So why didn't you ask Clinton to do it, or Bush?
Right.
Or anybody.
Anybody else? Right.
Why couldn't you have asked him to do it before one of the guys died?
Jack Johnson died, I believe, in 1923.
And
I believe.
Did these women go with him voluntarily?
Yeah, they were his girlfriends.
So.
Well, this was in the height of the days of Jim Crow. So,
wow.
You know, once again, Jack Johnson was, I mean, he was tempting fate and putting his life in his hands every time he did that.
A girl, a white woman.
White women.
But he could take black women across the land. He just couldn't
take white
women. Take white
women. It was against the law.
Who?
You'd be shocked.
What?
It's not necessarily changed. It's just not really enforced. You know, we always talk about
that law is still there, but it's not enforced.
Look, all these old laws that are on the books, they just aren't wink, wink enforced. But they're still there. Remember, a couple of years ago, the black boy in South Carolina. He was 17. I believe his girlfriend was 15, white girl. The police charged him with rape. And he went to jail for it because of an old law like that.
Oh, they were just fishing for something to charge him with.
Well, yeah, but that was the law that was on the book.
Well.
So. Yeah, that's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, there are a lot of laws people don't know are out there.
Wow. And then some people are digging them up.
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to dig them up. They're there.
They're there.
They're on the book.
Okay.
You know. So, why I don't eat sushi?
One
is raw fish.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm not eating raw fish.
And other reason?
Well, here's the owner of a chopsticks and sushi restaurant who's been accused of shooting and killing a customer inside his eatery. Yan B. Dang. He's 40 years old, coincidentally.
Dang.
Was booked on investigation of first degree murder.
But why does that have to do with sushi?
He owns a sushi shop. And he shot one of the customers.
Why did the customer get shot?
Maybe he said something about the food. Maybe he said something about the food.
What did he say?
I don't know. Only them to know. The witness said that they heard two loud gunshots around 3:15. It was very loud. Everybody started running out. And they said people were running out.
Where was that?
This is in Denver.
Denver.
Yeah.
So is that why you don't eat sushi?
No, I just wanted to say that.
That's
just another reason not to eat sushi or go to the damn sushi
Whatever. I haven't had sushi in a long time.
Yeah, sushi stuff. I'm just saying it. Yeah, but.
Good stuff, man.
I'm thinking that's not good customer service.
Look at me.
Yeah. I'm thinking that's not good customer service.
Well, how long is shooting the customer? But, you know, the customer isn't always right.
Mm. Yeah, but can they be that wrong?
Wrong enough.
Obviously so.
Well, hey, you know what I like this weekend?
You go this weekend.
Yeah.
Let me guess. You went to pick up shit.
Yes, I did.
Scary proposition. Scary proposition.
I haven't been to pick up six in years.
You want to tell people about pick up six?
No, not I don't give out. Away that secret. That's
six.
My secret.
That's her secret.
My secret.
Pick up six. That's nasty. Anyway.
You're the one giving me the idea.
Yeah, I don't know. But it works.
My cat's on crap.
Yeah. Speaking of being on crack, you know, besides the fact that John McCain is on crack.
John McCain's on crack.
Yeah.
Crackhead.
Yeah, I said it. Our governor, we haven't talked about him in a while. Well, he just approved. And
you suck.
Our governor just approved the L.A. stadium being built.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
15 miles. Well, he signed an environmental exemption bill that allowed the construction of the 75,000-seat stadium about 15 miles east of L.A. Because there was a lawsuit that was filed by nearby residents over the project's environmental impact. Your governor says that.
My governor. Not my governor.
Oh, you know I didn't vote for him. I said I voted for Larry Flint. He says if you generate more than 18,000 jobs and more than $762 million in revenue.
Really?
Yeah, but unfortunately, once again, being disingenuous, they don't say how much it's going to cost to build the 75,000 feet.
They're going to tax people on that?
Of course they're going to tax people.
So there's
18,000
people that get jobs, they're
going to
be taxed.
Well, no, it's not going to be 18,000. It's going to be people like us working. We're going to have to foot the bill, too. You know?
Meanwhile, foot the bill.
Don't they remember that people wasn't going to see the Rams? Right. It used to be the Los Angeles Rams. Y'all forget that there was like 8 people in the crowd every week. Okay, well,
I'm somebody twice.
Yeah, maybe I did. I don't know.
You might talk to me.
Yeah, that's what happened with that. Enjoy your chocolate. Yeah, so once again, we can find money to build football stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
But we closing schools.
Mm-hmm.
We cutting funds to women's shelters.
What's a nigga? You suck.
Yeah. Well, you need a little bit past sucking, you know. Him and the senator. Him and the senator who approved this damn bill.
Stop.
I wonder sometimes what's the deal with y'all. Yeah, it's just a damn shame.
Suck.
Yeah, that too.
Suck.
Yeah, so.
What?
I get tired of talking about things.
What?
You know what I mean?
Arnold?
We talk, you know, stupid things, and, you know, most folks don't even want to argue against it.
No.
For some reason. You know, they think it's cool. And trust me, I love sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can say right now, I'm probably the number one basketball sports guy here in this whole Southern California region.
I don't know.
No, I love basketball. Mm-hmm. I go all the way back to my first basketball game, Indiana Pacers against the Milwaukee Bucks, when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was still Lew Alcindor, and he played there. It's my first basketball game. I'm deep, deep in it. But at the same time, I'm like, real life is more important than basketball arenas and football arenas. I'm just saying. I'm going to keep saying it because I'm hoping that one of these days, other people will realize what I'm saying and say, damn, Dick is making no sense there. Just a little.
Dick making sense.
Right. Got it.
Dick making sense.
You know, I mean, I try to make more sense than a lot of these people out here. I mean, there's some shit that just happens that makes no sense to me, as always. You know, like the football coach who threatened players with knives. It's like, you're a football coach. I don't get that. Then, of course, there's a doctor down in Florida.
Yeah, what?
He tried to kill his wife, have his wife killed. And it's like, dude, don't you watch Law and Order, CSI?
Yes, not.
You know, I've never understood why they don't know that they're going to get caught. Dumbasses.
Hey, do we have a dumbass of the week?
We got a few, actually. Okay. You know, actually, there's Ghetto Princess wants some chocolate.
Mm.
I think about $80.
I think it's lasting.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get your chocolate somewhere else.
Dumbass number one. British National Party leader Nicholas Griffin denied on BBC television that he's a Nazi.
He's not a Nazi?
Yeah. But normally, when you have to deny
you are.
That you are,
you are,
you probably are. You know, like those people that say, well, hey, I've got a bunch of black friends. We all hang out together.
They normally don't.
They normally don't. You know, the people you walk by on the sidewalk are not your
friends.
That's
like me saying, I have a lot of girlfriends.
Right. Because you know a lot of girls. No, right.
I hang out with women.
Yeah, Nick Griffin, who says he's not a Nazi. He's never been a Nazi, even though he's a far-right political leader. And he's the son of someone who fought in the Royal Air Force during World War II. But his policy seems Nazi-ish.
Nazi-ish.
Not quite Nazi.
So you can't really call him a Nazi.
Yeah, you can't call him a Nazi.
Nazi-ish.
Nazi-ish.
Ish. Like right. Someone said I was 40-ish.
Something like that. Yeah.
Where does this guy live?
This is over in Britain.
Oh. There's a lot of asshole.
Well, we've got a, you know, there's a man in Ohio who allegedly. Yeah, allegedly.
Don't we need to put a quarter in a jar?
Yeah, he tried to break into his ex-wife's house. You know, cops who made stop say he smelled like alcohol, had the bloodshot eyes, and he failed the test. What he did, as he was being processed, Mr. Robinson grabbed the open bottle of Smirnoff vodka and drank all the rest of it. So okay. He said there was no evidence. But the police charged him with having an open container in the operating vehicle and tampering with evidence. Right. Just
and where is he from?
Oh, he is from Ohio.
Ohio. Oh.
Yeah. And then, of course, there was the guy who broke, well, he tried to rob a little Advanced America cash store, pointed the gun, and then asked her to pray with him.
Pray what? That he didn't get caught?
Yeah. Yeah, and they had him on videotape.
Praying?
Yeah, and so he told the clerk about his problems for about a half hour and then gave her one of his bullets. And he also left with $20 and the woman's cell phone.
He got $20 out of it.
$20.
And a cell phone.
And the cell phone that we all know has GPS tracking.
Right.
Every cell phone has that, so they come into your damn door. Right, that's a dumbass.
That's a dumbass.
Right.
Oh, goodness. He gets my vote.
Yeah, he's up there.
He gets And this is Ohio.
That was Indianapolis, actually.
Oh. I guess my vote. What else do you got?
Well, got one more person. Mark DiCrapio.
What a name.
Right.
By default.
Right. He's the chef and owner of Pizza Time restaurant.
Pizza Time.
Yeah. Well, he allegedly.
Not a quarter.
Yeah. Was mad for ordering the simple cheese, basil, and tomato pieces.
Yeah.
So he told the waitress, "Hey, you give me one more of those, I swear to God, I will shoot you in the forehead."
Why would he get mad that people are ordering those?
That's why he's dumb.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, he got arrested.
Why?
You can't threaten to kill somebody in front of a whole lot of people.
Oh, I was trying. Was it tagged or something?
Pizza joint. So people making orders, and he's like, "I hear this order one more time, I'm going to shoot you in your fucking head."
Oh, I should have been.
Right.
No, the other guy. This guy might win just by default because of his name. But the other guy was still a dumbass. Like, dumbass got $20.
I got one more.
Uh-oh.
Bonus.
Bonus. Yes.
Miss Lack is her name. Julia E. Lack.
Lack of what?
Lack of common fucking sense.
Okay.
She stole some stuff out of a store. She was shoplifting from a convenience store, and the police followed her home, and they attempted to handcuff her. That's when this lack, which means lack of common sense.
Lack of common sense.
She pulls off all her clothes, strips naked down to her bra and panties, and starts screaming they couldn't arrest a naked woman.
Was she on something?
Mm.
What was that at?
This was actually in, this is in Ohio too.
Ohio.
Yeah, so was she also hit one of the officers in the back?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that hurt?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. You didn't know. So with that,
we're going to take a little break.
We're going to take a break.
What song?
We're going to play the college song.
Oh, we're going to play a song. I got to find
it. By my homie, Callie.
Callie. Okay.
Bye.
Watching the game.
I bet.
Yeah.
Dang.
you know, I had some of that, what is that, little flu that was floating around here.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's been with me off and on and whatnot. Hopefully I got rid of the last of it this week.
Man, I don't
want to get sick. I don't want to get sick. What the hell are you talking about? Do I look like I'm coughing?
I don't know. You might be carrying all kinds of germs with you.
Well,
did you trim your beard?
No.
No, it looks like it.
Okay.
From this angle.
Well, it's just, it's not as big as D. Woods was. That's probably why.
No, it's a change.
All right. Speaking of New York, Long Island, actually, there was something smart that they did. They had a like 175 acres of public parkland that just, you know, was growing out of control. Mm-hmm. And because of budget cuts, whatnot, they didn't have people to like cut the grass, whatnot. So they brought in 25 goats and let them have at it.
God. Where'd they get the 25 goats from?
I don't know. They just brought in the goats.
I don't know where they got the goats from.
Probably from some goat farmers.
The goat farmers just have to have these goats.
Hey, they paid them $2,000. It's been a long hour.
Now tell me, where are you going to find a goat farm in Long Island?
Obviously, there's some people in the New York area that have goats.
Although, somewhere, was it LA, you can't have more than one.
You can't have more than one cock.
Yeah,
in LA.
I'd like to have more than one.
You know, some people would prefer more than one cop, but
I'm not going to answer that one.
Unfortunately,
you can't have more than one.
In Los Angeles.
Three feet, or, that's why I don't live in Los
Angeles. You can only have one cop per household. Per household.
So if I wanted to stay in different households.
Anyway, in Long Island, the official said a field coop would have cost $100,000.
And these goats cost what?
Only
$2,000.
Environmental, going green.
Going green.
Makes sense
go.
To me.
Jacob, what's that say?
Perfect sense to me. One of our bloggers, Ghetto Princess, says, damn, that's scary. I won't be moving there.
Yeah, don't go to L.A. Or are you talking about the goat?
I think
I know what she's talking about.
Cop.
Girl.
Another place where we should not move. Well, I don't know. Maybe not about not moving there, but be very wary if you got there. Portland.
Mm-hmm.
A Portland man, he called 911. His house was being burglarized Saturday night. So when the police showed up, one officer shot him.
He thought he was the burglar?
Well, what happened was Mr. Enrique said that there was some criminal, they robbed his house, whatnot, and they stole electronics, cash, whatnot. So there he comes out and told him, hey, my house just got robbed. They robbed my house. And the police, you know, the dispatcher said, are they still there? And he said, no. And so when the officer showed up, he was out screaming for help. And he said, when he was coming out of the house, I said, my house just got robbed. And he said, I didn't go out there. I didn't have no mask on. I had no gloves on, no black on. He was in all green. And so the officer shot him. The officer says, and Mr. Enrique provoked him.
By what?
He said the individual continued to be irate. And the officer had a difficult time understanding him. And at one point, the individual raised his hand and was approaching the officer, and he said, with what appeared to be a shiny object. Even though Mr. Enrique says, I had nothing in my hand.
So what happened?
Well, he shot him. And, of course, the officer was put on paid administrative leave while the police investigate.
We all know what that means.
Right. He's on vacation. Till he dies now. Then he'll be back in force.
Right. Doing the same shit.
So if you're in Portland, Oregon, you might want
don't
to
dress
be,
in green.
Yeah, don't wear green when you call the police.
And don't run them out your house.
Right.
Speak English.
Here's my recommendation. You might be on the ground when they get there. Put your hands up.
Spread eagle.
Spread eagle. Officers, please don't shoot.
My house was just robbed.
Right.
God. Trigger happy. Trigger happy.
You think.
Wow.
Kind of crazy. Kind of crazy. Now, I gotta say this. You know, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
We're gonna put that like above your head on the website.
Right. Anyway, they have discovered. Scientists over in Europe have discovered 32 planets outside of Earth's solar system through the use of some high-precision instruments that was installed at a Chilean in South America telescope. They found like 32 new planets.
Really?
Yeah. And according to some of the international community, scientists, astrologists, they say there are 28 super Earths.
What?
28 super Earths. Meaning they,
like
there
Superman?
Are planets, yeah, there are planets that are very similar to Earth.
Oh, are there life?
Yeah, of course they're not talking about that part.
Can that?
They're saying all together, exoplanets. Meaning planets outside our solar system, they're at a tally of 75 for right now that they're talking about.
Really?
They discovered with the 32 that they just discovered makes it 75, and they found that 30 of them are in planetary systems, and there are 28 Earths which are known.
Really?
And this is coming from the European Southern Observatory. Now, why do I bring that up? Because I myself have always believed, for those people who don't, for those people who, you know, the sky is falling, people, the earth is not round, people, the people who actually think that all life in the solar system revolves around one planet,
mm-hmm.
which is this planet, and there's like nowhere else.
Mm-hmm.
No. I also think that we've been in contact with said individual planet for quite a while now.
I think there are a few among us.
I'm not going to go as far as the David Icke and say that there's reptilian lizards amongst
them.
But I am very, very, very I'm believing that, yeah, there's life out there. There's also conjecture that when we did that hit on the moon a couple weeks back, that there's life there. Because as you know, they said that there's water there.
Right.
And there's a couple of astronauts, you know, and this is a quote-unquote internet conspiracy theory. Just putting it out there. believe what you want to believe. No, I'm just saying that you should be open-minded to it. They said that when they were there on the moon, this is in 1979, that there was some alien ships that followed them and observed them while they were up on the moon. As well as the fact that right after that, 2 years later, Ronald Reagan, one of the first projects that he endorsed was the Star Wars program, where you can lasers and you can shoot things in the sky and out of space. Some would say coincidence. I would say not. That's my conspiracy theory of the day. Life out there on other planets, not inconceivable.
I fully believe that we...
You agree with me?
I agree with you a lot of the time.
I don't
always disagree, just disagree. I do believe that there is life outside this planet.
Yeah.
Outside this world.
Right.
Do you believe in the afterlife?
Well, it's funny that you would mention that. As far as the afterlife goes, my philosophy is this, because we know that energy doesn't disappear,
right.
It just changes shape.
Right.
I'm a firm believer that, you know, our bodies are like light bulbs. Well, not light bulbs, but lamps. When the lamp gets old, you get another lamp.
Right.
And you plug it into the, you plug the lamp into the electricity source, and bam, the lamp works. Same old electricity that's been around forever. And that would be the energy that powers us. I've always believed that. You know, because, of course, our bodies are finite. But the energy that powers all human beings is not finite.
You're awesome.
Okay.
But that's okay, because that's all right.
That's all right? It's all right to lose you?
Yeah.
Anyway.
You'll find me again somewhere down the road. Right. On Thursday.
No, well, all I'm saying is this. You know, energy doesn't dissipate. It
right.
just changes shape.
Right. Okay.
That's all. You got it? All right. Of course, you know, we talked about Senator McCain. You know, we talked about the Arnold Schwarzenegger and his attack on our sensibilities. I got issues. You know, my issue, they'll go there.
I didn't even say anything.
Well, I mean, it's over something that's real simple too. Last week, people in Santa Rosa, they had a mountain lion that has attacked their pets. Santa Rosa, which is in California, is in a mountainous area.
What do they expect?
And a mountain lion.
Your animals inside.
So, those people in Santa Rosa who actually hired someone to take out the mountain lion.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Isn't that cruelty to animals?
Well, I mean, you live in the mountains.
You're going to be a mountain.
Your animals
those
are going to be
animals.
Attacked by mountain lions.
You live amongst wild.
Right. They're called mountain lions for a reason. Just,
in the mountains.
Right. And it's just like those people who lived in the Botswana swamp in Florida who was complaining
gators.
About the gators that's right there.
And don't live there.
Right. And
people are stupid.
Right, but that's what I'm talking about when you start talking about frustration and wondering what are people thinking.
They're not.
You know, because we're talking about common
lack
sense here.
Of common sense.
A high lack of common sense. You know, we talked about the goats in the park, whatnot, to eat the vines and the
trash.
Grass.
And,
yeah. And that just makes sense to me. You know?
It doesn't make sense if you're complaining about mountain lions and I live in the damn mountain. Well, damn it, keep your pets in.
Right.
Can't we all just get along?
But this is not about people getting along. My frustration is a little bit different. It's not necessarily frustration because I look at it like these are people who didn't want to live around city folk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I guess.
And now they're going to go complain about the animals.
We're just.
Maybe we should put them to one of those other planets outside. You know, those super planets. 28 other super Earths.
And they have, like, super mountain lions.
Yeah, well, they can go and go off in there. And then they'll appreciate it when they come back here.
Probably not. But
stupid. You live in the mountains with animals.
Well, I mean, but that's...
Look, I'm trying to get along with the squirrels that are around here.
That's the part, I had a conversation with one of my coworkers today. We were talking about things that we take for granted. Like, we take for granted that if we set some trash out on the sidewalk, that somebody's going to take it out, you know, pick it up, whatnot. You know, just,
really?
You know, trash man. You know, some countries don't have systems where there's a trash man.
It's right.
Just, you know,
throw
once that
there.
Trash gets dropped, that's just it. It's just part of the landscape. New Orleans is only like that sometimes. But the point was, it's like, you know, these are things that are taken for granted. You know, the common sense part. People have lost common sense and what makes sense. In life, and that's what I'm talking about.
They don't teach that anymore.
Yeah, they don't teach.
Well, not that you can learn common sense, but I mean, at least in school you're getting some type of direction. Now,
yeah, I mean, life is not to be taken for granted.
No,
nothing is to be taken for granted, and we live in the real world. In the mountains, you have mountain lions.
Yeah.
In the swamp, you're going to have alligators and pythons and all these other things. You know, we're getting away from education, and we're going to, like, just training to be a damn robot. Really.
Yeah.
We need less robots.
Less robot.
We need more thinking, intuitive
human beings. On that note, we'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to Smooth Drama. You can send your topics or comments in to
smoothdrama.com.
And until Thursday, 9 o'clock, same time.
Same bat place. But I got one more thing to say. To my homegirl, Carmen, you just had a heart attack. Take care of yourself. I hope you get better.
Oh, wow. We hope we do. We both hope you get better. All of us hope you get better. On that note, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you on Thursday night.
I'm Dick Hugger. It's Butter Pecan.
Good evening. Bye.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She
is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Smooth.